here, there is a, it doesn't look like a contradiction. Once is, one says, Mamai Varpa Jiva Ruke Jiva Bhuti Sanatana. So his Aush is Jiva. And now he says, Aush is he.
That is true, there is no contradiction. But the important point is that Sri Krishna expresses himself. He is a great teacher. A great teacher startles you. He gives you words which are surprising, mysterious, secret, which are baffling. There is no contradiction. We shall see there is no contradiction in that.
That's what I want to understand.
There is no contradiction, but I am now reserving it for a later day, because I am only collecting now all articles of knowledge which are to be found from chapter number 7 to chapter number 12. And they are very simple statements, very little, but full of meaning, and on which we shall have to spend quite a good deal of time. So this is one of those sentences which has to be noted. Then we go to chapter number 10. As I tell you, every chapter has got something surprising. And chapter number 10 starts with what? Sri Bhagavana Uvacha, the Lord says, Bhuyaha eva mahabaho, shrunu me paramam vachaha. He has already given the Raj Vidya, Raj Guhyam, he has given supreme secret. Now Sri Krishna says, Bhuyaha eva mahabaho, shrunu me paramam vachaha. Once again you hear this supreme word, Bhuyaha eva. I already told you the highest thing. But lest you may forget, I would like to summarize it again. But even while saying it, he will again add something into it, so that the knowledge becomes more complex. So he says, Bhuyaha eva mahabaho shrinu me paramam vachaha yatte aham priyamanaya vakshami hitakamyaya. Why am I telling you this again? And that too, paramam vachaha, secret of secrets, the supreme word. Why again? Yatte aham priyamanaya vakshami. You have become very dear to me. You are yourself feeling delight in me. The essence of bhakti is to feel delight in the divine. Bhakti is not dancing and all that emotionalism. Bhakti is to feel delight in the divine. Priyamanaya, the moment you begin to feel happy to hear the word God, that is bhakti. Those who are asuric, rakshasic, they feel nothing when they hear about God. But those who are really on the way to the truth, even to hear that the divine is at the door, your whole being flies out of you to receive the divine. What for? Nothing. There is nothing to be gained. Not for kingdom's sake, not for this wealth's sake, nothing at all. It is a pure delight in the presence of the divine. So Sri Krishna says that as you are now beginning to feel the delight in me, therefore I am telling you, Bhuyaha eva mahabaho shrinu me paramam vacha. Now you hear again. Now he repeats it and says, Name viduhu suraganaha prabhavam namashraya aham adihihi devanam mahashinam cha sarvashaya. It's a repetition, but what's repeating? Bhuyaha eva. Again and again hear this paramam vacha. I have no origin. Everything else has an origin, but I have no origin. Even the gods and maharshis have tried to find out the origin of me. They can't find the origin because I have no origin. Yah mam ajam anadim cha vetti loka maheshwaram asammudah sa matyeshu sarapapaihi pramuchyate. One who knows me, aja, unborn, anadim, one who has no origin, cha vetti loka maheshwaram, and one who knows me as the Lord of the whole universe, he is asammudha, he is awakened. Even among the mortals, martyeshu asammudha, sarva papaihi pramuchyate, and he is liberated from all the sins. What is to be known? Only one word. He is anadi and he is aja, he is no origin. Only this word, I am without origin. And then, in verse number 6, he explains further. We have said, jnana consists in the jnana of being. Vijnana consists in the knowledge of becoming, which is rooted in the being. Now, that becoming, which is rooted in the being, has a certain movement, which in one line, Sri Krishna now explains. Priyamanar. That is very important.
And other than becoming, we call the phenomenon?
Yes. Becoming is phenomenon.